There we go. We were thinking about Memorial Day today, very special day, remembering those that have passed that we love, and a time of reflection and the realities of life, and maybe a time for families to get together. And so whatever your schedule is today, thank you for allowing us here at the Intentional Life Media to be a part of your day today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and today we're going to continue part two on a discussion about money and finances and how to be intentional. And joining us on this Memorial Day is Parky Thompson, Intentional Living Financial Coach. He's been at this for a lot of years, helping lots of people. And I think the next 28 minutes will be an eye-opener for some and an encouragement for everybody. If you want to share a comment, you can do so at 888-1717. Happy Memorial Day. Parky, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hope you are as well.
Thank you for joining us again today. You know, last week we were talking about money, and boy, we just barely scratched the surface because it's a huge topic. I closed that show by mentioning that Scripture talks more about money and stuff and priorities than I think it even talks about heaven and hell. So it's a big deal. And today, boy, you deal with a lot of families. What is money, when money isn't working, what does it do to relationships and families and people, even spiritually?
Well, if people aren't well-grounded, and obviously spiritually well-grounded, but biblically well-grounded, but also in their marriage as well, I've seen it destroy marriages. And, you know, it's amazing to sit in my office and see a 40, 45-year-old grown man cry because of the decisions that he's had and the direction now that his family's in because of the poor money management decisions. And in many of those cases, it's not because they didn't have enough. It's because we didn't work together. We didn't manage like we should. We were consumers more than anything. We enjoyed the things of this world. And as a result, they come to nest. And the truth is, those things don't buy love. They don't buy satisfaction. They don't buy relationships. And those are the things that are first. Husbands and wives are at one another and at the children. And, you know, that we don't want to take our children through this, even though we've got them to this point. It can be a very devastating thing if we don't get well grounded.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I closed the show last week, I talked about the fact that we all, you know, many of us won't get serious about this thing of being a good steward, as the Bible calls it, about money. Until we have an oh no moment in our life. I want to share a story with you. I had a caller, his name is Tim, some time ago, and he and his wife had a big oh no moment. I want you to hear this, and then I want to come back and talk about people who are listening today who are having their own oh no moment, and what are some specific steps that they can take. Here's how I started the call with Tim. I said, Tim, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Dr. Randy?
Good. Says here you paid off a bunch.
Yeah, we did $208,000 in 19 months. 5 years later, paid cash for our house, been debt-free ever since, and it's been about 8 years.
How did you do that?
Got on our hands and knees and asked God for help on a vacation we couldn't afford in Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
We were broke.
So you're broke, you're paying on credit.
Consumed us.
All right.
Yep, the stuff, 30-some credit cards, 4 or 5 companies, the stuff consumed us. And I just couldn't do it anymore.
So what was that vacation like? Tell me a little bit. You're on vacation. Did you have kind of an aha moment? What are we doing here? This is ridiculous. What was that experience like?
Well, the reason we went on vacation is because we were too close to the fire. We kept on getting burnt. We had to get away. There was too much noise.
Yeah.
What I tell people. We got away and we took a look at it, and I didn't realize we were that high, $208,000. I thought we were $100-some thousand. And I couldn't believe it. And then I said, the first thing is, how did you get here? How did we get here? And then I couldn't look at it too long, only for a couple hours. And then I had to go to the pool or something. I just was so up, just couldn't believe it. We got on our hands and knees that night and prayed. And we were by a fire right out in Lake Tahoe. And we'd asked God for help. The next day, her old company called her back asked her what she was doing. The more she said they wanted to move to Grand Rapids, Michigan, we had companies and businesses and people here, we said we couldn't do that. The more she said no, the more they wanted her. So she threw out a ridiculous number, and they said, yeah, we can get regional approval. Everybody said it wouldn't work. It would be the worst thing for your marriage. 3 years later, we were she moved back home here. We were debt free. That stuff consumes you, sucks right. The life right out of you. Yeah. So even a mortgage.
How's your life different today?
I own my calendar. I get to drive this school bus around. I'm Mr. Tim from Livonia Public Schools.
Oh,
I get
yeah.
to drive this bus around and praise and worship on 93.1 live in Detroit.
Amen.
And listen to the kids sing while I sing along, too.
Mr. Tim.
I can do whatever I want, when I want. When you're doing, I wake up every day and ask God where you're working, and I just want to show up next to you. My wife always says, I never know what you're going to do next, but God does.
That's bus driver Tim we talk to from time to time here at Intentional Living. And Parkey, it's an example of, you know, they're in Lake Tahoe having their vacation and they get away from it, but you take it with you. And had a huge aha moment. We got people listening today on this Memorial Day, and this is a day off, and I'm glad you're listening. But in the background noise, as Tim referred to, you realize, hey, we're on the wrong path. We're heading for a wall here. What do people do? I mean, what do you, if they were sitting in front of you right now as a coach, Parkey, and you talk to hundreds of people, where would you start? What would you question? What would you challenge them today?
I love Tim. He's great. I mean, I would like to delve down a little bit further to see what that $208,000 was in, $208,000 of debt was in. But I will almost guarantee you right now, they don't have a clue what it was spent on. Probably vacations like they were talking about and this and that, but they really can't definitively determine what that is. Hey, it's Memorial Day. The next holiday coming up is the 4th of July, our country's 250th birthday. It's a day of liberty. It's a day of freedom. But so many people are in bondage today. And as he was talking there, as I was listening to that, I wrote this down. So many people are trying to live the American dream, what they've defined as the American dream, and it's turned into the American nightmare. And, you know, it is causing, as you just mentioned, those family relationships. It's causing sleepless nights. It's causing us to lose the direction and the peace that we need to have in our lives. And I'm thankful that they had that aha moment, that oh no moment, and woke up, even with where they were at, and decided enough is enough. Yeah. We're moving in the right direction here. You know, and what really got me there, because I know some of these guys who are bus drivers. And those children's lives that he has an impact on, and not only from being a bus driver and motivating them and encouraging them, but also the financial side as well. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from. That next verse says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender, right next to each other. We read the one, but we don't necessarily go to the next. They woke up and they realized that. Bless them. They had to get on a plan. They had to determine where they were at and let's get aggressive in what we're doing. They were given opportunities and the relocation and so forth, but they took advantage of it. And as we've told other callers in the past, you don't want to necessarily be given that and blessed with that and then turn around and consume it. Focus on it. Be intentional with it. Be the person that God wants you to be in their life, and he will continue to bless.
What happens so often is when we get to a place where we face a wall, an obstacle seems so huge. This happens not only money, it can happen with your health, it can happen with your marriage. There's a tendency to just sit down, you know, or keep digging the hole. Just think, if I just work harder on what I'm doing, it's just, we know that just takes you nowhere. In fact, it's often been said doing the same thing and trying to think of a new outcome is really in a form of insanity. And that's true. Yep. And so maybe today is that aha moment or oh no moment. You say, we're done. And like Tim said, we're going to fall on our face before God and say, there's a better plan. And after Memorial Day, we're going to wake up tomorrow and we're going to do things a little differently than we are now. We'll be right back. We got people waiting to talk to us and on this Memorial Day about money. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Are you trying to fix your child's behavior or shape who they're becoming? In Dr. Randy's message titled, You Were Meant to Thrive, you'll learn how to parent from the inside out so you can raise kids with purpose, not just manage the moment.
Parenting is an inside job, inside before outside, truth before opinion. You as a parent or grandparent will never be successful in raising your kids or grandkids if you focus on the outside before the inside.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And thank you for doing that. And the reminder, Kurt, is appreciated because when they all call or go online today, because it's a holiday, our staff are not taking calls today, but you can go online to theintentionallife.com. And when you join us and share in the ministry, become a monthly member, we want to make sure you get a little access code so you can get to all of that teaching that we have available in our member site at theintentionallife.com. Parkey Thompson's joining me on this Memorial Day, financial coach, helping people be more intentional with their money. And we're going to get to the phone calls live. Let me see. We're going to go to Michelle first in Florida. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Appreciate your call.
I just have some helpful hints.
Okay.
I learned something very long ago. I think I was in college, and it just stuck with me all my life. I'm 66 now, and it has helped me all through my life, and I actually help other people with money, and I found what's helped them a lot, too. But what I learned, it was a sermon, and they said every decision is a swap. It's a trade. You want to trade up every time, if you can. And it's every decision. It's I can do this or I can do that. I can spend this money on this or I can spend this money on that.
Right.
And thinking of it as a trade, every decision can help you. And where it comes to helping in budget, like I had a friend who was gonna lose a house, you know, and she didn't budget or anything and know how these things. And so we went through and I told her about income coming in. You got to spend it on something. She was wanting to save her house. So it was easy for her because I'm like, every decision is, do you want the subscription or do you want to keep your house?
Yeah.
Do you want this latte or do you want to keep your house? And when you have something solid like that, it was easier for her to understand.
That's
I'm making the decision of what I want, because that's another thing that hangs a lot of people up. We feel deprived, like you say, you can't have it, and then we want it. And I always, when I'm helping someone with a budget, I'm like, you can have anything you want that your money can buy. It is totally up to you. You are always making the choice, but you might not can have it all.
That's very true. Everything has a cost to it. And Michelle, that's a reminder. Everything has a cost to it. Relationships. You choose to get into a relationship or you choose not to. There's going to be a cost. There's a trade-off. There's a decision. That's true with what you eat, how you spend your money, how you spend your time. Everything is a decision, and that's a great reminder. And it's an important one. And how could people implement that, Parkey, in terms of a cost, looking at like a vacation or getting a subscription or whatever? I think Michelle gave us a good idea. You can either keep your house or you can do these things, but you can't do both. And that's the bottom line. You can either spend it or you can save it, but you can't do both.
And you know, it all depends on that individual. As she was talking back there, it flashed in front of me, a client that I had probably 15 years ago, who their house was being foreclosed upon. And they had two brand new vehicles in the driveway that together, the two payments total almost $1,400 a month, more than what their house payment was. But they had made a decision that the vehicle payments were more worth more than the house. You know, as you look at that and what she said, and I like the way she said that, every decision is a swap. I've said that in the past where you've only got a dollar. And if you spend that dollar over here, you lose the opportunity with that same dollar to save, invest, pay down debt, all those things that you want to do. You've got to make a decision on what that's going to be. And that starts again, I know we've said it multiple times in this session, our last call, is having a written plan, because we tend to have short memories, right? Short memories that say, and I encourage people to do this on a monthly basis, because we're definitely not going to have that plan available for a year. We're not going to remember it. But the truth is, on a monthly basis, here's my income, here's what we're going to do. We're going to follow this and make sure. And there's going to be things that come up and test us, all right? But at the same time, what's most important? Stick with those things. Understand it's important. A couple callers we had last time talking about that saving piece as well. You got to be intentional with your savings as well, or you never will have savings. Sure. You've got to make sure you're disciplined and follow that plan.
All right. April's on the phone with us live in Kansas. Hi, April. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Appreciate
learning
you.
A lot, listening in.
Good. Well, thank you for doing that. How can we help today?
You know, I don't know anymore. I've learned quite a bit. I've never had money. I was a single mother. And so, you know, I lived on nothing but could manage that somehow. And then I put myself through college, and I'm proud to say that I graduated in 96, and I finally got that debt paid off this year.
Good for you.
And I was really unaware about interest, and, you know, I just knew that I didn't want to be on welfare, and I wanted to do better in life, and so I didn't really understand principal and interest and all that stuff. So anyway, that has finally paid off. I had three car accidents in the year of 2017 in 5 months. So I suffered a lot of health issues, traumatic brain injury, myofascial pain syndrome, all this stuff. And, you know, just to make a long story short, my body paid for the insurance payout on that. And I thought I was pretty wise. I purchased a home. I don't own any money on my home. But as you know, I rent it because I have taxes and insurance and all that and upkeep. And then I thought I was married to my husband for 20 years and he left 2 years ago. And so everything fell on me to do by myself. And our budget was based on two people. So I don't know. I feel like I live a pretty intentional life. I'm frugal. And I manage my little money. I work for the state, so I don't get paid a lot. And I have a really important job and it's pretty stressful. And of course now I'm, you know, this age and, you know, my body's just not cooperating with me anymore. And
April,
I need two knee surgeries. And
April, let me ask you a couple questions. Did you say you own your own home free and clear?
Yes.
Are you debt free?
Yes, my house is paid for. But I've had some credit cards to, like I said, you know, when my husband left, my thing was based on two incomes.
Yeah.
So I had some credit card debt. And so what I've done with my credit card debt is and it's not that bad. I mean, compared to the other guy, it was about $9,000. And so what I did was I reached out to a credit card company where I could get 18 months interest free and just kind of attack that and put the credit card in, you know, cut them up. Save one for emergencies. I have a little bit of a savings, and I had a CD. However, I use that to do things that the house needed, so I'm paying that.
How old are you now, April? If I can ask.
I'm 61.
Okay, so you're 61, and you're working on credit card, getting that, and It sounds like you said, hey, I don't know anything about money. I haven't learned anything about money, but you're using some common sense. But maybe Parkey can kind of energize your plans a little bit at this point. 61, got some credit card debt, working on some stuff around the house, planning for the future. What do you say to a listener today who's maybe in that boat of, hey, I'm not quite sure what I need to do between now and the next 8-10 years of my life before I get into retirement?
Yeah. And, you know, I she's no stranger to financial adversity, even before the husband left. And so I would tell you, keep doing what you're doing. A couple of things that you said there that I would add to that. And again, we can spend more time delving into, you know, your amount of income and where you're spending and all that good stuff. But I would love to see you get rid of that $9,000 credit card.
Yeah.
And to the point, when you get rid of that, get rid of the other one that you're saving for emergencies. As I've mentioned in the past, most emergencies come along because we're unprepared for those. I've had clients tell me that their emergencies are buying tires. And I'm like, well, you knew when you bought the car or when you put the last set of tires on there, you were going to have tires. Did you begin saving for those? And no, but now we're back into debt to put a new set of tires right on there. And it just takes away and steals from what we can be doing. So again, be as aggressive as you can. I know you're 61, and I would tell you that you're old because I'm that same age as well. We're right there together. We've been blessed, right? That God has allowed us to live this long. And I would tell you, for every available day that he's given you, to the extent that maybe you can do something to add to the income that you're doing. I mean, you're probably very knowledgeable about some things. I'm sitting in my dining room looking over at the kitchen. Maybe you can bake cakes or cupcakes or whatever the case may be to get out there and do something else. When you do it, stay disciplined. Let's focus on getting that $9,000 debt, because that's going to open up opportunities. And again, begin to save, begin to focus on some of the things that you need to do. Be intentional with what your goals are and do it. What you've described to me today, I know that you can do it. And with God enabling you and allowing you to do it, I know you'll be successful at it. But that's what I would do if I was you.
She put the credit card on another card that says no interest for 15 months or whatever it was. I would imagine, and I know they do that, but I would imagine that can be a hook to say, hey, I can spend more money here now because it's interest free. As opposed to saying, all right, I got 15 months now to get really serious about paying off whatever the amount may be, $9,000 or whatever it is for a listener today. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, getting that kind of a credit card?
The people that I have known that have done that, I've encouraged them not to do that, because what typically happens is you move that over there and that 0% interest gives us some breathing room.
Right.
And to your point, we're not intentional with what we should be doing. Lay out a plan. If it was this $9,000, let's get on that 18 months of zero interest. Let's lay out what it's going to cost us each month to pay that thing off and get it done. Quite often with a lot of people, they get hooked on some of those gimmicks as well. And they may not give you the full balance of the $9,000. And so you're transferring a little bit, but you still got the other one. If we're going to move to one credit card, we're intentional, we got a plan, we're going to do it. Get rid of the card that you're hanging on to or coming off of. Get rid of it. Boom. Most people, when they go on a diet, they gain their weight back because they keep their fat clothes in the closet. Get rid of the fat clothes, and let's really get rid of the crutch, the credit card. And let's focus on getting out of this debt. Let's stay aggressive to it and realize that in 18 months, we got it behind us.
Yeah. And just imagine the banks are not doing that because they're your friend.
Absolutely. It's a game with them. They want your dollar. You got to stay focused to win.
The bank's done the research and they know what works for them.
Yes.
We have a tree next to our driveway, a Palo Verde. You know the Palo Verde tree, a green tree. In the last 7 years, we've never watered it. We've never paid attention to it. We never gave it anything to help it grow. It just grew. And here it is 7 years later, and now 25 feet tall and growing. Some of you have been planted by the riverside, and you have great nourishment. Some of you here today, more like that tree in my driveway, have been planted in soil that is dry, but yet it thrives. How does it do that? How does that Palo Verde tree, with no help from me, thrive? God created that tree to put its roots deep down into the ground and stretch out until it can find every little bit of nourishment.
And God also created that tree to make a mess on my driveway. So, and that's just the way it is, right? So you got to take care of those little bushes before they turn into giant, messy trees. Okay. You know, we're talking money today. We're going to wrap it up here. We've got about a minute and a half or so, Parkey. And on this Memorial Day, it's kind of a day probably more listeners tuning in, being on a holiday and different schedule. But some people are saying, hey, we're doing it. I'm glad we're not hearing this. We're not living the stories of some of the calls I'm hearing on the show today. But for those who are struggling today, again, what's one thing you encourage them in this last minute to help encourage them to wake up tomorrow and have an aha moment and begin to be intentional with their money?
One thing I would say is really look at where you're at. And for a lot of people, I know our last caller was 61. Some other people have been older, some people younger. Where are we today? Are we where we thought we would be financially? And if you're not, and if you are burdened by this debt, if you're burdened by this financial management, it's time to get focused. It's time to get intentional today. You've really got to assess where that's at. You mentioned a couple of times as we've talked through the years about really pulling your bank statements and seeing, and not just for the last couple of weeks, pull up for the last 6 months. Where's our money been going? What's been keeping us from being the overachiever that we want to be? What's keeping us? I mean, there is no reason why anybody in America needs to retire broke. The problem is it's poor money management that we've done. We are the most blessed country, most blessed people in the history of the world. God has his hand on this country. He's given us, and I believe we'll stand accountable for that someday, to simply say, I gave you this, what'd you do? He's the blessor, being a blessing to us that we might be a blessing to someone else. And when we get in the middle of that and try to do the things that we want to do, again, I mentioned living that American dream and really just getting on a path that it's all about consumption for ourselves, we rob ourselves of the joy that he really wants us to have.
Amen. Thank you, Parkey. Parkey Thompson, intentional living, financial coach, joining us on this Memorial Day. I hope the rest of your day goes well with your family and your activities. Thank you for being a part of it today, Parkey. Appreciate it.
Thank you for allowing me. Good to see you.
And for the rest, thank you for joining in. And if you have a comment you want to share, you can do so on our storyline at 888-888-1717. For our entire Intentional Living family here, including my own wife, Donna, and our team and family, thank you for your prayers and support and for being a part of Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.